Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Praise the Lord. Welcome to Seeds of Harvest. Amen. This is Seeds of Prayer and Praise with Pastor Katisa. We just thank God for you. We praise God. Amen. And we're able to come together once again this week, lifting up some prayers and some praise unto our Most High God, our merciful God. He's so kind. He's so compassionate. He's so good. And there's not enough we can say about our God. In fact, I believe that there's no language, I mean human language, that we can actually express the totality of who God is and praise unto him. But we thank God for the opportunity this morning. We thank God for you for joining us. Do not take it for granted at all. Amen. That you come in agreement with us in this prayer and praise. And we're just moving forward, pressing on in the Lord. Amen, because he has made us victorious. He has made us his children. He wants us to enter into his presence with thanksgiving and praise. Amen. And so we're going to give him some praise right now. And from our sister from Africa. Amen.
Oh!
Amen. Only you, Jesus, only Jesus, that name that's above every name, that's the name we're lifting up and magnifying, glorifying continually. Let praise be on our lips. Let praise be on our tongues. Amen. Unto the Most High God. It says in Psalms 100, shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good, and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. Can we not testify that? We can testify. We'll say, only you, Jesus, our merciful God, who sent his only son to take the curse of death from us. Those who believe, who call on the name of Jesus, shall be saved. Our name's written in the Lamb's Book of Life. These are what we should place our hope in and our joy. Amen. To God be the glory and praise. So we are going to move forward and give God praise and going into prayer. Amen. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, we praise you, God. We thank you, Lord God. You are with us, Lord God. You are awesome. Thank you, Father God, for the hearing and the answers of our prayers. We thank you, Lord, for victory. We thank you, Lord, we're coming out more than conquerors, and we're overcomers, amen, by the blood of the Lamb, Jesus, and the words of our testimony. God, we praise you right now that you are doing a great work. Father God, you send the laborers into the harvest, men, women, children, and youth. God, your missionaries, God, your apostles, your evangelists, pastors, teachers, Lord God, you're doing the work of evangelizing, winning souls. God, you said he who wins souls is wise. So we know, God, your will is for no one to perish, but all to come to repentance. And so, God, we are praying for those workers already in the harvest field. Amen. Such as Grace Point Ministries in Kenya, and we're also lifting up Gospel of Asia and all the missionaries around the world as they're doing a great work, for their encouragement, for their faithfulness, for their endurance and persistence. Oh, God, they will continue on and press on, because we know that the reward comes from you, the most faithful and high God. We thank you, Lord God, also for sending new laborers, raising up a new group of people, Father God, to do the work that you call them to do, Lord God. We know the day is the day of salvation. We pray for our children and youth, Father God. We pray that they will hear the gospel, receive the gospel, and be themselves as a little child shall lead them. They're leading others, leading family members, leading other children and youth. God, being a light in this dark world. Because we know we need more of the light. We don't hide our light, God, but we let it shine forth to your praise and to your glory, so that men can rejoice in you and to know you. God, we thank you right now, God, that you are, hallelujah, praise your name, Lord God. You are a healer, that by the wounds of Jesus we healed. And we thank you, Lord God, that you can heal cancer, you heal diabetes, heart disease. God, you are the ultimate healer, and we bless your holy name, Jehovah Rapha. Thank you, you are Jehovah Jireh, the one who provides for us whatever we need, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, physically. God, whatever you know that we need, you said, come to you, cast our cares on you because you care for us. So we come to you, casting our cares on you, Father God. Know you will hear us and answer and intervene on our behalf, providing all that we need. God, there's some financial relief. God, release that in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you right now, Father God, for also for mental energy, stamina, releasing that, providing that for us in the name of Jesus. We thank you for protection, Psalms 91. God, as you count your angels about those who fear you, you said no harm will come near our tent, God. And we just stand on your word today, Psalm 91. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, over our families, our children, God, and our loved ones. We thank you, guys. We call in the name of Jesus. Our whole household will be saved. God, hallelujah to your name. Lord, we bless you, oh God. We thank you for the salvation of souls, those who come out of darkness to the marvelous light, out of the valley of decision, out of the valley of judgment, and they confess with their mouth, believe in their heart, Jesus Christ is Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We lift up our President Barack Obama. We lift up this presidential election in the United States, Father God. We know that this is critical timing right now, Lord God, and we just ask for your guidance. We know that you bring down some and you lift up others. You're the one who humbles and you exalt. So, Lord God, we give you praise and glory and honor, God, as you lead us into this next presidential election. Father God, we pray in the name of Jesus that we have wisdom when we walk with as your people of wisdom, your sheep, Lord God, because we fear you, Lord God, and we turn away from evil. We hate evil and injustice and everything that you hate, and we love everything that you love. And so, Lord God, in which you told us to love one another, to love you with our heart, mind, soul, and strength, and to love each other, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Let us walk out in godliness and holiness and righteousness, all you have called us to, God. And so, Lord, we bless your holy name that you've given us your Holy Spirit. You've given us the Holy Spirit as a comforter, as an advocate, and who also intercedes for us because, Lord, in our weaknesses, we know not what to pray for or about. But, God, glory to you and hallelujah, oh God, that we have this great deposit of being with you for eternity within us. God, we bless your holy name. God, that we walk upright before you. We walk in faithfulness because, Lord God, your spirit is in us. God, we thank you, Lord God, that your love encompasses all about us. We are too filled with your love, God, and that we are showing this love by being bold and courageous and sharing this gospel, Jesus Christ, so that many can hear it, call on you, and be saved. Hallelujah to your name. I give you the highest praise. We know it's your will, Lord God, for us to be, God, spreading this great commission, teaching and people to obey, becoming disciples of you, Lord, the Lord Jesus Christ. God, we bless your name right now. As we put on the full armor of God, helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shield of faith, able to quench the fire of our sin, and the sword of spirit, which is the word of God, our loins girt about the truth, and our feet shod with the preparation of God for peace. Amen. Hallelujah to your name. The Lord, we just bless you right now. There is no one like you in all the earth. There is no other God. You are the only wise God. Only wise God, you are the beginning and you are the end, the Alpha and the Omega. Lord, we bless your holy name, the first and the last. God, thank you for encouraging us on today. We give you praise in Jesus' name. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. We know there's so many much prayers. We do lift up Israel. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem. All Israel be saved. Also for the Jews all over the world. We ask God to bless them and keep them and encourage them. Be blessed on today. Go with God. Amen.
For the Lord himself is my portion.